This is the new talk, the Bob Davis Podcast. Podcast 559, live from the waiting area for the Washington State Ferry. I'm not even sure where I'm going at this point. I'm crossing from somewhere to somewhere. I guess I'm headed to Port Townsend. And that is kind of how it is after you're on the road for a while. So in podcast 559, with the maelstrom continuing in the political world, and I will talk about that in the Bob Davis Podcasts radio show for this week, but with the maelstrom continuing, I'm sitting here in Mobile Podcast Command waiting for the ferry, and I think I'm going to talk about why I love to travel, why I travel. Then, of course, when I get a signal, I will move forward. We'll get on the ferry and head over to Port Townsend in podcast 559. Now, if you follow me on Facebook or Instagram or, I guess, Twitter, or if you just listen to the podcast and you know me or you check out any pictures at thebobdavispodcast.com, you know that I am traveling across the country in Mobile Podcast Command, which is a 2000 Ford Super Duty ambulance, and it performs brilliantly. The thing is amazing every time. I mean, I sit all night and I let it run. But before I had the ambulance, I toured the country in my Crown Vic, and I had all the podcast equipment in the back seat. And it was difficult because I'd have to stop and record in restaurants. And it took a long time to figure all this stuff out. And, of course, Ed Johnson at Ex-Government Cars really, really helped me out because I wanted to buy a van. And they have vans at exgovernmentcars.com, of course. I wanted an E350 six-passenger, whatever it is, nine-passenger van. And it was funny because... So anyway, Ed said, we're going to get you an ambulance, and that's sort of how Mobile Podcast Command came to be. ExGovernmentCars.com is Minnesota's only dealer specializing in one-owner, professionally maintained government fleet cars, trucks, and SUVs, as you know. Just waiting to see if this guy's going to signal that it's time to go here. Oh, yeah, it's time to go ahead. We got to go ahead.
Thank you.
Bottom line is, if you got a job, you can get credit. They have the three-day peace of mind guarantee. They got the Chevy Impalas, the Ford Crown Vicks while they last, the Ford police sedans, the Ford SUVs, the Dodge Chargers, and of course, work vans, work trucks like this one. And we are pulling in to the ferry, and now there's a guy up here, so I'll probably end up having to talk to him. Don't forget, exgovernmentcars.com, 2420 Nevada Avenue North in Golden Valley, or check them out online at
ExGovernmentCars.com.
I think that guy heard the I think that guy heard the PA just pulling into the ferry. This is amazing. There's like trucks, there's semis in here. Whoops.
Good. Should I shut it down?
Yes, please.
Now I can hear you.
This is cool. What are you doing?
Podcast. So I just have my studio. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
You got lots of people, huh?
Well, you know, we can always use more people back.
Yeah.
So.
I suppose that can you make a living like that?
So far.
That's amazing.
When I run out of money, I guess I'll have to get a job. You know, something
yeah,
like that. But that's cool.
That's awesome. So how'd you get into that?
I was in radio for a long time, so yeah. I thought radio. So then I started doing podcasting because it's way more fun than radio. And you're your own boss, so, you know, which is good. I hate my boss. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. You're from Minnesota? You just cruise around the States?
Yeah, all over. I've been pretty much everywhere. The only place I haven't been is New England. So.
Where?
New England, like Massachusetts. Well, I haven't taken this up to Massachusetts, a place like that.
What do you typically podcast about?
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, some politics, some general stuff. I'm sick of politics, so.
Yeah.
You know. Ferries, I talk about, I'm going to talk about this for sure. This is great. You do it every day, but.
Yeah, it's a job.
Yeah, exactly.
Right on, yeah.
All right, man, thank you.
Bob Davis,
we can get out, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a galley up there, you can grab coffee.
I'm going up.
Get out of here. Sorry for that weird microphone noise there. Yeah, it's interesting because there's another example of a guy. I haven't talked to a single regular person. Where do you go here? I guess you... Oh, we have to walk through these big, this big sort of, you know... These ferries are huge. But anyway, I haven't talked to one person who is enthusiastic about voting in this election, whether it's for Trump or Hillary or whoever. I haven't talked to one person enthusiastic about politics in the entire trip. So you... I guess we're going to go through this door, and then I guess there's some stairs here. So in this podcast, I wanted to talk about why I travel. And by the way, everywhere I go in Mobile Podcast Command, people want to ask me questions about what I'm doing. And then when I tell them I'm driving around the country doing podcasts, they're super excited. And I appreciate the donations for Mobile Podcast Command. Keep the diesel fuel flowing, which is what is powering this trip. Thanks to everyone, by the way. And thanks again to Paul Whitmer for sending me $100 and No Name for sending me $20 and Charlie Arnett $50. And again, it's keeping me in diesel fuel for this trip. So now we got to go up these stairs. And what a trip this has been. You know, the last podcast, where was it? I guess, let me get this door open here. Okay. I think I was in North Dakota after the pipeline protest. And I basically, let me just tell you where I've been, because I think that's kind of cool as we walk through the rather deserted Washington State Ferry heading over to, I think, Port Townsend, which is north of Seattle. I rolled on through the night that night. I ended up in, I rolled up 83 to Minot and then across to, the whole objective of the trip is to get on Route 2 across the northern tier, you know, North Dakota, Montana, and it is amazing. And this is at night, so it was kind of raining and not great weather, so I just kept going through Williston. And finally, I stopped at Glasgow, Montana. And it's funny, if this ever happens to you, you know, I can hook up electric outside. I've got a shore power hookup where I don't have to open up any cabinets or anything. And I was able to hook up power to Mobile Podcast Command because at Glasgow's Amtrak station, they've got hookups for people who go on the train because, of course, it's 40 below zero and heavy winds during the winter and people's cars won't start when they come back from their trip. Oh, they got coffee. Oh, I can hear and get some coffee. Where's the coffee? Can I stand in here?
Thank you for your guys' help. Appreciate it. Nice to meet you.
Oh, it's over here. It smells good. It smells good.
It's going to be way better.
Hi. How you doing?
All right. How are you?
Great. You have coffee, so.
That's different.
This is just...
$3 for a coffee, please.
Thank you.
At five. We have food, so that's a good thing.
That's right.
Now. Yeah. It's about time, right?
I already ate, or I would. Yeah. Why, did you not have food before, or what?
Well, we've been shut down for a while.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, a new company took over, so all this is brand new food.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, you'll have to give it a shot sometime.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. I know, that's a horrible tip jar.
What did they do to that one? Oh, that's folded over. Okay.
Isn't that cute? It's a little bow tie.
Well, you're not supposed to deface money.
That's not really defacing it, but a customer
That's making made, it look better.
A customer made it for me.
Fantastic.
Yeah, he said he learned how to do that from a drunk.
Did you bring
no. See you later.
He's good. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. This bow tie, they folded a dollar bill in the form of a bow tie, and that was on their tip jar. And so that's kind of cool. Anyway, where was I? Oh, the whole point was to drive across two and then connect up to 20. And so I just drove for like 24 hours. And then, you know, after I hooked up at Glasgow, I slept in the truck. And then I have a ceramic heater in here. So when I'm on shore power, I don't have to run the diesel to keep it warm. And then from Glasgow, I just kept going all the way across to Glacier National, and it was pouring down rain. And I made the judgment to go south rather than go north, and I'm glad I did. Still staying on two, of course, and I ended up stopping at an RV park in Glacier that a guy from Minnesota was running. That was pretty cool. They were watching the Vikings game, and I stayed there again on Shore Power. And then I got up the next day, and I just kept going all the way across to Idaho, where two starts to get spectacular. Still some rain here and there. I'm looking for how I get out on the deck here. As soon as I find it, I'll go out there. But it's just a spectacular and deserted drive. There are no cars on 2 all across that. And then you get to State Route 95. You sort of jog down and then back over at Sand Point. You follow that to Newport, Washington, where you connect to 20. And that's where it really starts to get good, because you get these spectacular mountains and forests and beautiful sunsets. Kalispell Indians, they have a little community there. And then up through the Colville National Forest, where I did some videos for Facebook, all the way through Kettle Falls and some amazing little towns in the mountains. Sometimes it's nothing more than a couple of buildings and a post office, but mostly the whole trip is deserted. You're the only car on the highway driving, especially if you go in the fall. And the roads are great. All this talk about infrastructure, I still haven't gotten onto a bad highway. Into, I guess it's the Okanogan National Forest. This is beautiful out here. Wow. This is just gorgeous out here. Brilliant sunshine. Blue skies. Looking across the blue water out to whatever island that is out there, just off the coast. It's beautiful. Listen to those diesels. You want to hear some diesels? These things are amazing on this. These are huge. These ferries are gigantic. So, anyway... all the way through the Cascade Range, which, again, I would highly recommend. You just stay on 20 all the way through it, the North Cascades National Park. Another video on Facebook showing you that. And then I stayed in this town called Concrete at the KOA there. Remember the movie This Boy's Life? Who was it? Leo DiCaprio in that movie? And that was about Concrete, Washington. I didn't even really realize that such a town actually existed. But it does. And then today, I made it over to the coast and way north of Seattle, and now I am on this ferry, and I was talking to my friend Celine that I met out there at the waiting area where all the cars are, and she said, no, you're going the wrong way. So I guess I'm going north, considerably north of Seattle when it's all over, but I'm headed over to this place called Port Townsend, which is a pretty cool place. I was going to do yoga. See, now we're finally starting to move. I was going to do yoga, so I guess I'll be doing yoga later than I thought, and figure this whole thing out when I finally get to Port Townsend, which apparently is a beautiful harbor town, so I'm pretty excited about that. God, it's so cool when these things start to move and you look down and you you see stuff. There's a beautiful RV park just over the rail, and we're kind of riding along and seeing this RV park right here by the I forget where I started. See, this is what it's like when you travel. I don't even know what port we came out of, but I guess it's the Couville or ferry, but maybe it's...
That's a nice campground.
So, like I said, I'll be doing yoga a lot later. And then, of course, the next leg of the trip will be south of Seattle on down the Oregon coast. It's a little windy out here. I might have to go back downstairs to finish out this podcast. But I want to talk a little bit about why I travel. I want to listen to these announcements.
If this should occur, you may be asked to proceed to a passenger assembly station, which is located on the mezzanine deck. One level below the main passenger cabin.
That's really windy.
And one level above the car deck. Please follow all instructions given by the crew. Life jackets may be found in lockers at the assembly station on the mezzanine deck, and in safety orange tote containers at each end of the mezzanine deck. Life jackets may also be found on the car deck.
I'm going downstairs.
At each end of the
it's too windy. This microphone picks up every bit of wind.
Or other shipboard emergency response.
That must be the alarm for just leaving the port, so to speak. I want to buy one of these. I mean, they're super cool. They're ships, literally, but they're huge. I mean, you could set up a huge living room down in this hangar where all these cars are. And trucks. I mean, they get semis. There's 3 or 4 semis on this thing. Plus the mobile podcast van, which is it on this side? Okay. All right. We'll do the rest of the podcast inside mobile podcast command. Because it's just too windy up there, and then I'll go back up to, if there's time, I'll go back up. But it's gorgeous up there. Beautiful, brilliant, sunny day. Fantastic. And I was glad that I got to take you along, at least on a short audio journey up there. Anyway, so I wanted to talk about why I travel. And I've talked often in podcasts about the start of this was my family's road trips when I was a kid. We would drive to Florida. We would drive to Iowa. We drove all over the place. And my mom liked to take the short trips. And I think you do that with kids. And we lived in Chicago, so we'd go down to, is it Cairo, Illinois, or Cairo? I don't remember. But, you know, you're supposed to say Cairo, Egypt, Cairo, Illinois. So it's Cairo, Illinois, like the syrup, where you would see the riverboat tugs and things like that that were really, really cool. But the long trips are like stories. They're like good stories. They take on a personality of their own, and you have a schedule to keep, sort of. But, and of course, I have work to do because I'm untethered and I have clients and podcasts to do. But you're moving on down towards your objective day to day, which at this point is Los Angeles. And the next objective, of course, is Phoenix. But I got to get over to Seattle today. And I travel for that. But you also have to be careful that you aren't tied too tightly to a schedule, because you'll miss stuff like hanging out and meeting people on the ferry and taking a detour here and there to enjoy stuff. And that is why I travel. I travel for the experiences. I just met somebody, actually Celine, who laughed when I told her I was going to go to Seattle on this ferry because she said, "You're going the wrong way." And that's the whole point. It's like, okay, I'm going the wrong way. Fine. I'll just take a ferry back the other way at some point down the road. But I travel because it reminds me of how huge this country is, how every state has a slightly different character, almost like individual countries, believe it or not. Because, you know, if you watch television, we live in a national media culture. We really don't realize how different every single state is and how regions differ, to the extent that people actually look different in the Pacific Northwest than they do in the Midwest or the East. They talk different, they dress different, they drive different kinds of cars. There's a ton. This is where all of the Subarus are sold and that kind of stuff. And they all do, I think, you know, the industry is different. People do different kinds of work in different parts of the country. Up here, it's logging and it's energy and it's, tech, but it's also this same kind of service type stuff that people have, starting businesses and doing things like that. But it's different work in general, because you can tell, depending on what they're doing, whether they work at the port or whatever it is, how they're dressed and so forth. And if you travel enough, you do it enough, so that you get to see how cities change over time. And that's one of the great things, because I haven't been out west this far west in about 20 years, so it's kind of cool to see how things have changed. And you change your observations about people and this country, they get softer. Your judgments, my judgments, and I'll speak for myself, my judgments get softer, because this country really is an amazing place. It's a very prosperous place, and I've certainly passed through some places that aren't so prosperous, but there are different issues in different places that people are dealing with. And in the West, as you have heard on the previous podcast, there are a lot of issues surrounding development around energy and different kinds of industries coming in the Mountain West. There's a lot of fighting between ranching and environmentalists, but there's always been fighting between different agricultural interests throughout the West. And of course, an influx of people from California to these different states up here, Oregon, Washington, Nevada, and so forth. And I think podcast 558, actually the Pipeline Protest podcast, does a pretty good job showing the friction between proponents of energy development and locals, as I said. So the other thing about the West is you see a lot more Native Americans than in the East. It's a palpable presence. And sometimes when you drive through the reservations, you are going to see that things aren't so great. On the other hand, they are better than they were 20 years ago when I drove through Browning, which is the base of Glacier National Park. It was in pretty bad shape. And these days they have a new grocery store, car washes, they have a casino there. This is, of course, I think the Blackfeet Indians or Blackfoot Indians are here, and they are very tall and dark Indians, a really attractive people. Different from, this is not to say that the Lakota are not attractive, but it's a different, you can tell it's different tribes. And that's interesting to me because, you know, it's been hundreds of years, you know, since these people were the only people out here, and yet they retain their identities. And that perhaps is a neophyte kind of view, but it's very interesting to me. I travel because I am reminded how amazing it must have been for Lewis and Clark, of course, the first time to come through here. There was no Route 2 or 20, but this is their trail, basically. And you see all these little roadside historical markers along the way. You wish you could stop at every single one, because every single one has a story. And I think, again, about how difficult it must have been to settle this country back in those days. I travel because I get to see the balance. While the politicians tell you, and it is mostly one of the mainline political parties in this country, that the country is going to hell in a handbasket, it's on its last legs, we can't stand any more of this or any more of that, and if we don't elect this person, then it's all over. Well, I've been all over the country in Mobile Podcast Command. I've plenty of podcasts covering the primaries. I went down to Florida, all along the southern coastline, up through Texas, along the Gulf Coast. So I've gone from Des Moines to Galveston and then up the middle of the country. And I have been all over this country. And whether we're talking about western Minnesota, Bismarck, or last summer Rapid City, Williston, all the way through places in Montana, and now, of course, here on the Pacific Coast, yes, some places are doing better than others. They are all not show places. But I don't see a country that's falling apart. I see people doing what they do, trying to find work, trying to help their friends, trying to help their family, trying to run their businesses, trying to get better jobs. And then you get to this part of Washington on a brilliant sunny day, the Pacific out there, riding on this beautiful ferry and experiencing a truly stunning place. And there's a lot of wealth in the Seattle area, of course, and people here show it. You see Ferraris and Maseratis and Lexi and what is that, Elon Musk car? You see that all over the place. Beautiful houses you know, it's pretty amazing. And the image of Washington that I have is sort of a weather-beaten cottage kind of look that goes back a long time, but this is not what it looks like today. This is the Great Northwest. It's an amazing place, and it's one of the places that will power the future of our country. The West, the Northwest, the Great Northwest, as they called it back in the days of the Burlington Northern Railroad, which still runs right along where I'm, you know, kind of cruising along. When I've been cruising through, I heard trains all night in all the places that I was in. So oil trains, as you know, was a big issue in the Pipeline Protest podcast. So when you think about the issues that we're dealing with in this election year, remember, One issue is not that the country is falling apart or that everyone is in crisis. Some people are in crisis, others aren't. The issue is what to do with all this, because it's amazing, this country. Where do we go from here? How do we use the technology to keep people free to pursue their own happiness? So those are the things I think about when I'm riding on the ferry, and I want to, you know, I want to get back up there before it's time to go. But, you know, then, of course, here it's on to Port Townsend and then to Seattle and then heading south down the 101 all the way down to Los Angeles. So I may stop in Seattle. I'm not sure yet. We'll see what the time situation is. I do want to stop in Portland. I don't know if I'm going to have time to do that because I need to get down to Los Angeles, and there's lots of ground to cover. So I'm kind of looking forward to all that. Cruising in Mobile Podcast Command, of course, from xgovernmentcars.com, 2420 Nevada Avenue North in Golden Valley. They've got the work trucks. They got the SUVs. They have the Crown Vicks while they last. They've got the Impala V8s, Yukons, Expeditions, the Ford Police SUVs, the Ford Police sedans, which are great, the Dodge Chargers. And these cars and trucks are great. What does he call it? Ed says one owner, fleet maintained, because you know, cop cars and trucks and so forth are well maintained, and they make them all ready for you, and then you get to make the deal. If you got a job, you can get credit, and of course they take trades. They pay the highest values for trades every day. Don't forget xgovernmentcars.com, and thanks, Ed, for Mobile Podcast Command. And of course, thanks again to the digital sponsor of the BobDavisPodcast.com, Alpha Systems. You pilots, you want to get there, but you want to be safe. And if you want to be safe on takeoffs and landings, Alpha Systems makes the revolutionary angle of attack indicator. The bottom line is Alpha Systems AOA saves lives. Their mission is to make sure that you fly safe. So click on the Alpha Systems banners for more info about Alpha's revolutionary angle of attack indicator at thebobdavispodcast.com. And of course, fly safe, pilots. And again, thank you for listening to the Bob Davis Podcasts. We now have streaming on thebobdavispodcast.com, so you don't even have to listen to it. You don't have to even start playing a podcast. You can listen to it right off the page. You can subscribe at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn. You can listen to the podcasts at Blog Talk Radio. And thanks for liking and sharing and favoriting and following on Facebook and Twitter. I'm doing a lot of Instagram. I'm doing a lot of Facebook, not much Twitter. Because, of course, it's as I said, it's some recent thing. Welcome to the cesspool that is Twitter. I'm not a big fan of Twitter, but maybe it's just my feed. I don't know, but some people love it, and I am. I think I'm at Bob Davis Podcast at Twitter, and of course the Bob Davis Podcast on Instagram. So I'm doing a lot of Instagram and Facebook videos and stuff like that. And of course, again, I really, really, really appreciate the donations for Mobile Podcast Command, diesel fuel, coffee, and I've been eating a lot of beef jerky and macadamia nuts from Trader Joe's. So gonna need some more donations to replenish that supply as well. All right, time to get off the ferry. We're coming up on the close. So thank you so much for listening to the Bob Davis Podcasts. Podcast 559, Why I Travel, live from the Washington State Ferry.